Race, the land. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercy. Thank you for your compassion toward us. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your help. Thank you for your intervention. Thank you, Lord, for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for stretching forth your hand to deliver us, to heal us, to bless us, to help us, and to transform our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that is guiding us and teaching us your ways. Thank you, Father. We thank you for the doors you have opened for us that no man can shut. We thank you for the doors you have shut that no man can open. Thank you for all your promises that have already come to pass concerning us. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for blessing us with peace and joy in our hands. Thank you for subduing Satan under our feet. Thank you for making us victorious in every warfare, in every spiritual warfare. Thank you, Jesus. We also thank you for blessing us with good health. Thank you for putting upon us your covering of protection and security. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for destroying all the plans, the evil plans, the kingdom of darkness have a device against us. Thank you for terminating those plans before they get any chance to fulfill the plan. The evil plan they have concerning us, against our family members, against our children and siblings and relatives. Thank you for terminating those plans before they were able to carry it out, before they were able to successfully accomplish them. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for all the prayers we have prayed in this place. in the previous midnight prayer session. Thank you for how you have answered all those prayers. Thank you, Lord. We know that you will answer us again as we pray here tonight. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask that you visit every life that will join this prayer session. Touch every life and help every life in Jesus' name. Give us blessings that are beyond our expectations and imaginations in Jesus' name. Give us blessings that are beyond our requests in Jesus' name. Have your way in our midst. Lead and guide us by your Holy Spirit and empower us to pray and to prevail in this place tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for we know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's praises. We're going to take some worship songs right now before we start to pray with prayer points. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore you. Angels bow before you. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore him, and angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing blessed be the name, hallelujah, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Lift up your name. God will lift up your name. We lift you up with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Oh, thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. In the life I made, is the life. Jesus is the life. Forever is the life. Amen. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For His mercy endure red forever. Amen. For His mercy endure red forever. Amen. All the glory, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. All the glory, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For His mercy endureth forever. Amen. For His mercy endureth forever. Amen. Alleluia. Oh. Alleluia, Hosanna. Alleluia, Hosanna. Alleluia, Hosanna. Oh, Alleluia, Hosanna. Alleluia, Hosanna. Alleluia, Hosanna. Alleluia, Hosanna. He's Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. He's Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He's Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth. Oh, blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. I will call upon the Lord. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Who is worthy to be praised. I will call upon the Lord. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth. Oh, blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. We are here again. We are here again, Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take us through. We are here again. We are here again. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. Great are are you, Lord, greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, great is our God. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. All power belongs to you. Great are you, Lord. You are the Almighty God. Great are you, Lord. Mighty man of war. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. You are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle. Jehovah Nissi, you are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. He touched my life with easy. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life within this. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life within this. My life changed. Jesus touched my life. He touched my life within this. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life within this. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life within this. My life changed. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, We bow before your throne, glorious God, glorious God, beautiful King, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God, whose light unto thee all one who is light unto thee. Oh, among the birds, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praise, always doing wonders. Hallelujah. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord. You are worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they are, and were created. Amen, amen. Blessing and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor, power and might, power and might, be unto the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Let the power of the Lord come down. Amen. Oh, let the power of the Lord come down in this place. Let the power of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the power of the Lord come down. Let the fire of the Lord, let the fire of the Lord come down in Jesus' name. Oh, let the fire of the Lord come down. let the fire of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the fire of the Lord come down. Let the glory of the Lord, let the glory of the Lord come down right now. Oh, let the glory of the Lord come down. As we pray, let the glory of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the glory of the Lord come down. Let it rain, let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven, let it rain on us. Let it rain. Open the flood gates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain your power. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain your glory. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Lord Jesus, let it rain. Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless his name. Glorify and adore him. Magnify him. Worship his majesty. Praise him. Praise him. Adore him. Honor him. Exalt him. Magnify him. Worship him for who he is. He is the Lord, strong and mighty. And he is the Lord, mighty in battles. He is Alpha and Omega, beginning and the ending, the first and the last, the bright and morning star. He is before all things, and he is the one holding all things together. He controls times and seasons. He makes ways where there are no ways. He does great and mighty works. Worship him for who he is. He cannot fail. He cannot lie. He cannot change. He remains faithful forever. He remains merciful forever. He remains the same for him. Worship and adore him. He gives power to the powerless. It gives hope to the hopeless. Praise Him. We worship You, Lord. For there is nothing You cannot do. We praise You, Lord. For there is nothing impossible with You. We adore You, Lord. For all power belongs to You. You open doors no man can shut. And You shut doors no man can open. Blessed be Your holy name. We worship You, Lord. We worship You, Lord. We worship You, Lord. We praise You, Lord. We praise You, Father. Great physician, we praise You. Great restorer, great deliverer, great healer, great helper, we worship You. We worship You. We worship You. Blessed be Your holy name. You are too strong to be conquered. You are too faithful to fail those who trust in You. You are too high to be brought down. We praise You, everlasting Father. We praise Thee, everlasting Father. We worship You, Lord. You are the Savior of our soul. Savior of our soul. Savior of our lives. We bless Your holy name. You are the one who fights our battles. We worship You, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises. Amen. We're going to thank Him. You can say, thank You, Father. For every good thing You have given to me. So thank You, Lord, for every good thing You have given to me. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Thank You, Father. For every good thing You have given to me. Thank You for blessing me with Your goodness. Thank You for blessing me with Your help. Thank You for blessing me with Your blessings, with Your mercies. Thank You, Father. Thank You for every good thing You have released into my life. Thank You for every good thing You have released into my spirit, soul, and body. Thank You for every good thing You have given to me. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You for spiritual blessings. Thank you for physical places. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given it thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank Him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for lifting me above all my enemies. Say, thank you, Father, for lifting me up above all my enemies. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Thank you, Father, for lifting me up above all my enemies. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for subduing my enemies under my feet. Thank you for making me to oppress my oppressors. Thank you for lifting me above my oppressors. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for raising me above all my enemies. Thank you for giving me dominion over all my enemies. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. We're still going to thank Him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for blessing me with progress and success and prosperity. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Say, thank you, Father, for blessing me with progress, with success, and with prosperity. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for giving me success in everything I do. Thank you for making me to have progress in everything I do. Thank you for making me to prosper in everything I do. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me with prosperity, with progress, with success, with excellence. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. Just going to thank Him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for the great plans You have for my life. And thank You because You are going to fulfill them. Thank You for the great plans You have for my life. And thank You because You shall bring all those plans to pass without delay. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Thank You, Father, for great plans You have for my life. And thank You because with Your mighty hand, You shall bring them to pass. You shall fulfill Your great plans without any delay. You shall fulfill Your great plans for my life. You shall fulfill Your great plans for my destiny, for my calling. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for every deliverance you have performed in my life. Say, thank you, Father, for all the deliverances your mighty hand have done in my life, in my spirit, in my soul, in my body. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, thank you, Father, for all the deliverances your mighty hand have done in my life. Thank you for all the deliverances your mighty hand have done in my destiny, in my calling. Thank you for all the deliverances your mighty hand have done in me, in my soul, in my spirit, in my body. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for all my captivity that you have broken into pieces. Thank you for all my captivity that you have destroyed. Thank you for all my activities that you have terminated. Thank you for giving me deliverance in all the realms of darkness where I was captured, where I was enslaved. Thank you for giving me deliverance in those realms. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving me deliverance from the oppression and control of powers that were stronger than I am. Thank you for giving me deliverance from attacks of the enemy, deadly attacks from the enemy. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, manifest your great power in my life to do uncommon miracles, to do unusual miracles that will glorify your name in my life. Say, Father, manifest your great power in my life to do uncommon miracles, to do unusual miracles that will bring glory and honor to your name. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, Father, manifest your great power, reveal your great power in my life, in my destiny, in my spirit, in my soul, in my body, in my calling, in my ministry. Reveal your great power. Reveal your great power. Manifest your great power to do unusual miracles, to do unusual signs and wonders that will glorify and honor your name in my life. Unusual and uncommon miracles that will bring great glory and honor to your name in my life. Oh Lord, manifest your power and do those mighty works right now. In the name of Jesus, reveal your great power and do those mighty works right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, shine your light from the midst of my life. And let your light saturate my life. Let your light overshadow my life. Let your light take over my life. And let all your will be revealed to me. Say, Father, manifest your light. Shine your light from the midst of my life. And let the brightness of your light take over my life. And let your light begin to reveal all your will to me. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Manifest your light in my life. Shine forth your light in my life. And let the shining of your light take over me. Let the brightness of your light take over my spirit, soul, and body. Let the brightness, let the shining of your light take over my mind and soul and spirit. And let all your will be revealed to me. In the name of Jesus. Let all your will be revealed to me. Let all your will for my life be revealed to me by the brightness of your light in me. In the name of Jesus, shine forth your light from within me and let your light saturate my entire life. Let your light overshadow my entire being. And let your light begin to enlighten me. Let your light begin to reveal your mind to me. Let your light begin to reveal all your will for my life. To me, in the name of Jesus, let the brightness of your light reveal your mind to me, reveal your will to me, in the name of Jesus. Fill my life with your light. Fill my life with your light. Fill my spirit, soul, and body with your light. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You've been saying the name of Jesus. the light of God in me shall eliminate every presence of darkness in my life. You can say in the name of Jesus, the light of God in me shall arise and eliminate every darkness hiding in my life right now. Let the light of God arise and eliminate them. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say in the name of Jesus, let the light of God in me arise and eliminate every darkness hiding in me right now in the name of Jesus. Let the light of God in me arise and uproot and remove every darkness hiding in my life right now in the name of Jesus. Let the brightness of the light of God drive away every darkness hiding in my spirit, in my soul, in my mind, right now. Continue to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, let the light of God in me arise. Let the light of God in me arise right now. Continue to pray like that. Let the light of God in my spirit, soul, and body arise. And let every darkness hiding anywhere be driven out by the strength, by the power of the light of God in me. Let every darkness hiding in my life be driven out by the rising of the light of God in me, by the shining of the light of God in me right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, by the presence of your light in me, expose to me every secret of darkness that I need to see for me to move forward in life, in calling, in destiny. Even say, Father, by the reason of your light in me, by the presence of your light in me, expose to me every secret of darkness that I must see for me to move forward, for me to make progress in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Expose to me every dark secret that must be revealed. Every dark secret I must see for my life to move forward. For me to move forward in every area of my life. For me to succeed in every area of my life. For me to excel in every area of my life. Say, Father, open my eyes to see the secret by the presence of your light in me. Use the presence of your light in me to expose the secrets of darkness to me. The secrets of the kingdoms of darkness that I need to know for my life to move forward, for my life to succeed, for me to grow spiritually, for me to possess my possessions, every secret of darkness that I need to know, for me to discover who I am in you. Oh Lord, expose them to me now. Expose them to me by your light that is in me. In the name of Jesus. Expose them to me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the power in the blood of Jesus destroy every covenant of slavery that is working in my life. Every covenant of slavery I inherited from my ancestors, from my bloodline. Let the power in the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray. Continue to pray. Let the power in the blood of Jesus destroy every covenant of slavery that was passed unto me from my ancestors. Every covenant of slavery that flows in my bloodline and is already working in my life. Let the power in the blood of Jesus destroy such covenants right now. In the name of Jesus. Every covenant of slavery that is making me to become a slave to demons, to sin, to weaknesses. Every covenant of slavery that is making me to become a slave to witchcraft, to kingdom and reigns of darkness. Let the power in the blood of Jesus, destroy those covenants right now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Let the power in the blood of Jesus destroy ancestral covenants of slavery that have brought limitations on my life. Ancestral covenants of slavery that have brought stagnation upon my life, that have brought failures upon my life. Let the power in the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Let the power in the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. Let the power in the blood of Jesus destroy them now. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I come against every spirit of darkness following me to make me believe lies as the truth. Say, I come against every spirit of darkness following me, every spirit of darkness assigned to make me believe lies as the truth. Let the fire of God consume them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In other words, every spirit of deception that is following after my life to make me believe lies as the truth and to make me see the truth as lies, let the fire of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of darkness following my mind to make me believe lies as the truth, to make me receive lies as the truth, let fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of deception that is following me to deceive me into unrighteousness, to deceive me to embrace unrighteousness, to deceive me to embrace evil, to embrace wickedness, to embrace pain, let fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, release upon me now great measures of anointing of the Holy Ghost. You're going to say, Father, release upon me right now great measures of the anointing of the Holy Ghost that will enable me to do great exploits for the kingdom of God in these last days. Open your mouth and pray like that. Don't forget, I said raise up your right hand as you pray this prayer. Say, Father, release upon me great measures great measures of the anointing of the Holy Spirit that will enable me to do great exploits for your kingdom in these last days. Release upon me right now great measures, great amount of the anointing of the Holy Spirit that will make me to succeed greatly at this time, that will make me to excel greatly in the work you have committed into my hands. Great measures of the Holy Ghost, great measures of the anointing of the Holy Ghost that will make me to succeed and prosper and excel in the work you have given to me, in the assignment you have given to me, in the purpose you have given to me. Father, release them now upon me. Release those measures of anointing upon me now. In the name of Jesus. Great measures of anointing, great amounts of anointing of the Holy Spirit. Release upon me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open up the new chapter of my life and destiny that is meant to be fulfilled now. You're going to say, Father, open up the new chapter, the new level of my life, calling and destiny that is meant to be fulfilled at this point in time. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. I have said it before that in heaven there is a book, there is a scroll for every person that God has created and has sent into this world. And then the angels, they remove the seals on your scroll, or they open the pages of the book of your life. And as they open it, those aspects of your life start to be fulfilled. Yeah, those chapters, those new chapters, just as we have books, we have chapters in a book. So also, as they open the book of your life, the chapters of each book will begin to be fulfilled, will begin to happen. All the details in each chapter will begin to happen here on earth in your life. So begin to say, oh Lord, open the next chapter of my life that is meant to be fulfilled now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. The next chapter in the book of my life in heaven, the next chapter that is meant to be fulfilled in the book of my destiny in heaven. Oh Lord, open it now and let them be fulfilled. In the name of Jesus, open up the next chapter the new chapter of my life, of my calling, of my destiny that is meant to be fulfilled at this time. Father, open that chapter now and let the details in that chapter begin to happen in my life right now. In the name of Jesus, let the details in the new chapter, in the next chapter of my life, calling and destiny as it is in your book, in your book in heaven, in your book about my destiny in heaven. Oh Lord, begin to fulfill those details in my life. Begin to bring them to pass in my life here on earth right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, make every vision and revelation that are not clear to me to become clear to me right now. In the name of Jesus, you can say, fire of the Holy Ghost, make every vision, every revelation that are not clear to me, make them to become clear to me right now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Every vision that God is showing me, or that God has shown me, that is not clear to me, Holy Ghost, fire, make them clear to me right now in the name of Jesus. Every revelation that God has sent to me that is not clear to me, fire of the Holy Ghost, make them clear to me right now. In the name of Jesus. Every vision and revelation that is not appearing clear to me, Holy Ghost, fire, make them to appear clear to me right now. Every dream, revelations and visions that are not appearing clear to me, Holy Ghost, fire, make them to become clear to me now. Make them to become clear to my understanding. In the name of Jesus, make them to become clear to my knowledge. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, God can repeat revelations and visions and dreams. He can repeat them several times. Yeah, there are some people that would say that they've had a particular dream for maybe 4 or 5 times, or 3 times, or twice. Yeah, that shows that God want them to get the message in that dream, or God want them to get the seriousness of the message, or the urgency of the message in that dream. And that was why he kept on sending the same dream to them over and over again. Yeah. So you're going to pray. Let's say God has sent a dream to you and you woke up, you couldn't remember the dream. Or the dream was not clear, you couldn't understand. Or God gives you a vision and then you forgot both the vision and the interpretation. So God can send it to you again. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, resend every dream, vision, and revelation that wasn't clear to my understanding. Resend them to me and make them make the message in them to become clear to my understanding. Open your mouth and pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Oh Lord, resend every vision, dream, and revelation that wasn't clear to me, that wasn't clear to my understanding. Father, resend them to me again. Send them to me again and make them to become clear. Make them become clear in the name of Jesus. Send them to my spirit again. Send them to my sleep again and make them clear. Make me understand the messages in them in the name of Jesus. Every vision, every dream, every revelation that you once sent to me, but I couldn't get the message or I couldn't remember. Oh Lord, send them again to me and make me get the message and make me remember. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand as you pray this prayer point. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every prince of darkness that is holding my life, calling and destiny captive. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Break them into pieces. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every prison of darkness holding my body captive, holding organs in my body captive. Every prison of darkness, every prison of hell, prison of witchcraft, holding my soul captive, holding my spirit captive. Fire of the Holy Ghost, break them into pieces, destroy them. Prisons of darkness holding the glory of my calling and destiny captive. Fire of the Holy Ghost, break them into pieces now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You are going to pray. You are going to say, in the name of Jesus, every limitation that limited my parents and ancestors shall never be able to limit me. Yeah, you're going to speak like that prophetically and with authority. You're going to say every limitation that limited my parents and ancestors shall never be able to limit me. Every limitation that limited their lives, their callings, their destinies shall never be able to limit my own life and calling and destiny. In the name of Jesus, begin to speak like that, begin to pray like that, and begin to say, I rise above the limitations that limited my parents and ancestors. I rise now above them all in the name of Jesus. Every limitation that Satan used to limit my parents and ancestors, to limit my parents and grandparents and ancestors, those limitations shall never work on me. Those limitations shall never be able to limit me. In the name of Jesus, the limitations that limited the manifestation of the destinies of my parents and ancestors, they shall never be able to limit the manifestation of my own destiny. In the name of Jesus, I shall fly above all the limitations that have limited every child born into my father's house and mother's house. I shall rise above such limitations in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Blood of Jesus, revive, restore, and heal every part of my body system that is not functioning properly. Yeah, you may think some parts of your body are functioning properly, and they may not. Yeah, maybe your brain is not functioning properly. Yeah, and things that your brain does not have the capacity to retain knowledge, to retain memory. Yeah, that is malfunctioning, because that is not how God created your brain from the beginning. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Blood of Jesus, revive, restore, and heal every part of me that haven't been functioning as God wants them to function. The Blood of Jesus, revive them, restore them, and heal them. Open your mouth and pray like that. If you forget important things so quickly, so easily, or too frequently, then something is wrong with your memory capacity. It means some parts of your body are not functioning properly. Begin to pray, and many other things system be going on in your body system. Pray even if you don't know what is going on inside your body system. Begin to pray this prayer fervently. Call upon the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, revive, restore, revive and restore, revive and heal every part of my body system that has not been functioning properly. By every part of my body system, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every part of my body system, every nerve, every system in my body system that haven't been functioning properly, blood of Jesus, fix them now, restore them, revive them, heal them right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray for reversal of every evil work the enemy have done against your life. You're going to pray for reversal of those works. Whatever they have done and they think they have already succeeded, you're going to call upon the blood of Jesus to reverse their evil works. So you're going to say, blood of Jesus, reverse every evil work the enemy has done perfectly against my life, calling and destiny, and they are waiting for the result of the work they have done. They are waiting for the manifestation of the work they have done. Say, blood of Jesus, reverse those works now. Terminate those works. Open your mouth and pray like that. By sete que tu shanaragala, ni sete gistela, every hero walk, every hero ritual that the dark kingdom has done perfectly against my life, against my health, against my calling, against my destiny. Hold the blood of Jesus, reverse them now. Terminate them and reverse them. Undo whatever they have done right now in the name of Jesus. Right now, let the blood of Jesus undo every evil work, every evil ritual. Every ritual that has been done on satanic altars, on witchcraft altars, against my life, against my destiny, let the blood of Jesus undo them. Let the blood of Jesus reverse the ritual. Let the blood of Jesus destroy the rituals right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, you're still going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, right now, let the blood of Jesus and the fire of the Holy Ghost remove every seed of darkness, every seed of evil the enemy has planted into my spirit, soul, and body. Let the blood of Jesus and the fire of the Holy Ghost to remove them. Right now, open your mouth and pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Right now. Thank you, Lord. Right now, let the blood of Jesus and the fire of the Holy Ghost uproot every seed of darkness, every seed of evil the enemy have planted into my spirit, soul, and body. Let them be removed now in the name of Jesus. Let them be removed right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, remove my name from the list of names as Satan have listed for evil and destruction. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, remove my name from the list of names Satan have listed, have written for evil, for destruction. Remove my name now. Blot out my name. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, say, fire of the Holy Ghost, remove my name from the compilation of names of Satan that he have compiled for destruction. Remove my name from the names of people Satan have marked for destruction, for evil. Fire of the Holy Ghost, to remove my name from such a list right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Remove my name. Remove the name of my children. Remove the name of my spouse. Remove the name of my family members from the list of names of people Satan have marked for destruction and for evil. Fire of the Holy Ghost, remove my names now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, revive me . Take away spiritual deadness from my life. Make me become alive to God. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, Spirit, revive me now. Take away spiritual deadness from my life and make me become alive unto God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, revive my spirit, revive my soul, revive my body. Revive me now. Remove spiritual death from my life. Make me become awakened unto God. Make me become alive unto God. Make me become connected to God. Make me become sensitive to God. Destroy spiritual death in me. Make me become alive in my spirit to hear from God, to connect with God, to know God. Make me become alive in my spirit to connect with heaven, to connect with God, to connect with God's angel. Make me become alive in my spirit to connect with divine revelations of God, divine revelations from God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, revive me now. Revive me now. Wake up every part of me that is spiritually dead. Wake up every part of me that is spiritually dead. And make me to become alive towards God. Make me become alive towards God. Make me become alive towards heaven. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Make me become sensitive to God and to His operation. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, terminate every wrong habit and attitude in my life that is healing my spiritual life, healing my relationship with God. Yeah, say, fire of the Holy Ghost, terminate every wrong habit, every wrong attitude in my life that is killing my spiritual life and killing my relationship with God. Open your mouth and pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, terminate such habits in me right now. Put an end to every wrong habit, wrong attitude, wrong behaviors, wrong lifestyle that is killing my spiritual life, healing my spiritual connection with God. Every wrong attitude in me that is bringing spiritual death into my life, that is channeling spiritual death into my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, come in it such attitude right now. Come in it such habit right now. Come in it such lifestyle right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I receive grace and anointing to succeed greatly in everything I lay my hands upon. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I receive grace and anointing to succeed greatly in everything I lay my hands upon, in everything I set my mind to do. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. I receive grace. I receive anointing. I receive grace. I receive anointing to succeed in everything I lay my hands upon. I receive grace right now in the name of Jesus. I receive grace right now in the name of Jesus. Grace and anointing to succeed, to excel in everything I lay my hands upon, in everything I set my mind, I set my heart to do. I receive grace and anointing to succeed in them all right now. I receive grace and anointing to succeed in them all right now. In the name of Jesus, in everything I do with my hands, I receive grace to succeed in them. I receive grace to prosper in them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to invite the Lord into every aspect of your life where you're experiencing difficulties. You're going to ask the Lord to step in and help you. Yeah, you can mention those areas of your life that you are facing challenges and difficulties or problems or sufferings or hardships or oppressions. Yeah, you're going to say, Lord Jesus, enter into this area of my life right now and help me and intervene. So begin to pray like that. Yeah, begin to mention those aspects of your life where you're experiencing affliction, difficulties or limitations, begin to say, I invite you, Jesus, to get involved in this area of my life. I'm going to say, Lord Jesus, step into this aspect of my life and help me continue to mention those areas of your life. Begin to say, Lord Jesus, step into this aspect of my life and solve my problems. Step into this aspect of my life and support me. Yeah, you know those areas. So I'm giving you the opportunity to mention those areas right now. In God's presence, right now that you are in God's presence. Yeah, begin to mention those areas where you are experiencing difficulties or challenges or problems or obstacles or rejection. Yeah, whatever it is, begin to say, I invite you, Jesus, into this area of my life. I hand over this area of my life to you, Jesus. Enter into this aspect of my life and do the impossible. Do the impossible. Do the miraculous. Do signs and wonders. Enter into this aspect of my life and help me and save me and deliver me and heal me. Begin to mention those areas and mention what you are going through and ask Him to step in to help you. I believe you are praying. Step in now, Lord Jesus, into every area where your people need you. Step in right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray that there are some people among you. Yeah, I mean, there are some people here right now among you. That God wants to give a special anointing to do special miracles. Yeah, special anointing to do special miracles. Yeah, for instance, some people, They have a special anointing to make people that have difficulty in walking, people that are paralyzed, or some parts of their bodies are paralyzed, or people that have some problems that is affecting their legs. So some people, they have this special anointing to just make people that can't walk to start walking. Yeah. They may not be able to do the same with some other problems in the human body, but they just have this anointing how do I put it? They have this special anointing to do special things. Special miracles, special anointing. To do special miracles. Now, the miracles are special because they are specific. such that when people need that kind of miracles, they can call for them. They can call for them, and because they know that they kind of specialize in that area. Yeah, they know that God used them in that area alone to solve that particular problem alone, to solve such problems in people's lives. So anytime they see that kind of problem, they just call for them. I'm just giving you an example of what God is showing me. So God is going to put upon you a special anointing that will make you do special miracles. Yeah, special in the sense that when I say special, it doesn't mean the miracles is, it doesn't mean the miracles God will use it to do is greater than other miracles God is using or other people to do. Yeah, that's not the meaning of the special. The meaning of the special is that it will be very specific, and even you will know that I have the anointing to fix problems that looks like this or these types of problems. Yeah, so that is the meaning of the special. Yeah, just like some doctors, they specialize in certain areas of health or of health care. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, put upon me now an anointing to do special miracles, anointing and grace, anointing and power to do special miracles that will bring glory and honor to your name in the earth. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, put on me now, release upon me now anointing and grace, anointing and power, anointing and fire, anointing and mantle to do special miracles, to solve special problems in the lives of people. Father, release upon me now such anointing. Continue to pray like that. Release upon me right now such anointing in the name of Jesus. Power, mantle, that will enable me to become a solution to specific problems in the lives of people. Release upon me the power right now. Release upon me the anointing, the mantle right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we're going to pray six more prayer points. Six more prayer points, then we'll round off the session. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire of God blindfold every demonic high Jesus, satanic high that is monitoring me for evil, monitoring my going out and coming in, monitoring everything I do, every satanic eye, witchcraft eye, demonic eye, monitoring me for evil. You're going to say, let the fire of God blindfold them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Let the fire of God blindfold them. Every satanic high, witchcraft high, demonic high, every satanic cameras, every satanic and demonic cameras, satanic surveillance cameras that is watching my life every second, watching my life every minute for evil purpose, let the fire of God destroy them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every demonic surveillance system, every invisible demonic eye, every visible demonic eye, an invisible demonic eye that is watching over my life for evil, let the anger of God blindfold them forever. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God destroy them forever. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray 5 more prayer points. You're going to place your right hand on your chest. Yeah, as you pray this particular prayer point, place your right hand on your chest, and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, use your hand to remove every stony heart in me. Use your hand to break into pieces every stony heart in me that is not allowing me to surrender completely to the Word of God, that is not allowing me to submit completely to the Word of God. Father, use your hand to destroy such stony heart. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, with your mighty hand, destroy every stony heart in me. Or destroy every stone in my heart. Every hardness in my heart that is not allowing me to obey the Word of God completely. That is not allowing me to submit completely to the Word of God. Every hardness in my heart that is not allowing me to surrender completely to the will of God. Father, use your mighty hand to destroy them now. Use your mighty hand to destroy them now. Remove stony hearts from me. Create in me an heart of flesh. Remove stony hearts from me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, expose to me everything you have called me to do for you that I don't know yet. You're going to say, Father, expose to me everything you have set me apart to do for you. Everything you have called me to do for you that I don't know yet, reveal them to me now. Expose them to me now. Open your mouth and pray. Everything you have called me to do that I don't know yet, everything that is in my calling to do for you that I don't know about yet, Father, reveal them to me. Reveal them to me in the name of Jesus. Everything that is in my calling to do for your kingdom, to do for the body of Christ, that I have no idea of, O Lord, reveal them to me now. In the name of Jesus, show them to me now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, go ahead of me into my future days and destroy every trap Satan has set for me in my future. You're going to say, Father, go ahead of me into my future days and destroy every trap of destruction Satan has set for me in my future. Destroy them. Open your mouth and pray like that. Bajana gedeshtela te yushana devalha gredenete shadagadha. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, go ahead of me into my future days and destroy every trap of destruction Satan have already set for me in my future. Destroy them all. destroy them all. Every evil Satan have already planned for me in my future. Father, go ahead now into that time in the future, into those times in the future, and terminate such evils right now in the name of Jesus. Go ahead of me and destroy every trap of destruction waiting for me in my future. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, make me succeed in those things where I have failed before. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, make me succeed in those things where I have failed before. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Make me succeed in those things. Make me succeed in those places, in those areas where I have failed before. Father, make me succeed by your mercy. Make me succeed by your mercy. As I revisit those things, make me succeed in them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And lastly, you're going to pray. You're going to say, O Lord of hosts, release your warrior angels into my difficult battles. You're going to say, oh Lord of hosts, release your warrior angels into my difficult battles and let there be instant victory now. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, O Lord of hosts, release your warrior angels into every difficult battle that are confronting my life, my peace, my destiny, every difficult battle, every tough battle that are confronting my health, confronting my joy, confronting my calling and destiny. Oh Lord of hosts, release your warrior angels into those battles right now. And let there be instant victory for me. Let there be instant victory right now. Let there be instant victory in those battles right now. right now. Continue to pray this prayer. The whole Lord of hosts, release your warrior angels. Release your warrior angels into my tough battles, into my difficult battles, and let me see victory instantly right now. Let me see victory instantly right now. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Let me experience instant victory right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. I will raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you're so faithful. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your compassions and mercies. Thank you for your help and interventions. Thank you for your dominion that we are experiencing. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for all our problems that you have solved. Thank you for every limitation of darkness of the enemy on our lives that you have broken. Thank you for every impossible things you have made possible. Be praised forever. Right now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for what you have determined to do in the lives of everyone here at this time. Thank you because you're going to do it, and no one and nothing shall be able to stop you. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you open the new chapter, the next chapter of the life of your people here. Open the next chapter and begin to carry out all the details in that new chapter. Lord, begin to fulfill all the details in their lives right now, in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the successes and blessings and prosperity and progress that are meant for you to receive and experience at this time of your life, in this period, in this current state or period of your life, I decree that you begin to receive and experience them now. In the name of Jesus, every good thing that are still missing in your life, I call them forth to manifest in your life right now. In the name of Jesus, every solution that you need for certain problems in your life, I decree that the angels of the Lord provide the solutions now. in the name of Jesus. The grace and the power and the anointing that will enable you to do special assignments for God in the head at this time. Receive them now in the name of Jesus. Every help that God has already released into your life, that some people or some powers or some forces of darkness are stopping from reaching you, I decree that the hunger of God shall judge them, and your help shall locate you in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that the power of God make little things become surplus, become many in your hands in the name of Jesus. I pray that the power of God multiply little things in your life, in your hands, and make them to become surplus and excess and plenty in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen.